Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Warren was brilliant the other night. I mean, to go into a series against the A's, who did have a two games over 500, who have been a pretty good team, have played fairly well, and the offense has put up a lot of runs, to go into a series with Will Warren and then Carlos Rodon and Ryan Yarbrough as your three starters, and to win the two games with Warren and Yarbrough, that's a good sign for the Yankees, because it's felt like they better win when Rodon or Fried are on the mound. Otherwise, they're not going to win the series. And to be able to put up enough runs. Now, Ryan Yarbrough did a good job, and Warren was unbelievable. You could argue that's the best start. As great as Max Fried's been, I think you could argue with just how efficient he was, how quickly and easily he went through the lineup, getting into the eighth inning. I think you could argue Will Warren's start on Friday night is the best start the Yankees have had all year. And that's with Max Fried pitching to a 1 ERA and Rodon being excellent. That's how good Will Warren was. We'll see how he backs it up, but that was a very important sign. Because I would say for the Yankees, their biggest weakness, without question, is the bottom of the rotation. The bullpen has had its moments. Obviously, Williams has been awful. And it just seems like with this bullpen, even guys who are good, right? Cruz has been excellent, you know, this whole year, but it just feels like someone's going to have a bad game. Like, Leiter's been really good, but somehow they'll blow a game every three. Like, so the bullpen hasn't been good. You could look at some of the numbers, and a lot of them have good ERAs, and, you know, other than Williams, most people do have good numbers, but the bullpen just hasn't done the job enough this year. Most of it's Williams, but a lot of it just, they always pop up with someone who's due for a bad outing, but they give them one with a lead. Like, it's just, so the bullpen hasn't been great. But the main issue with the Yankees, to me, has been the bottom of the rotation. And if they're going to get Will Warren to pitch at least even anywhere close to what he did Friday night, that says there is not a better... I can't think of a way to make the Yankees better right now, to improve this Yankee team. I can't think of a better way than Will Warren to pitch somewhat close to what he did the other night. If he is a serviceable to average starting pitcher, that's as good a upgrade that the Yankees could have. DJ LeMahieu coming back this series possibly could be a major upgrade, right? Obviously, Dominguez now coming into his own, enormous. Ben Rice and what he's done, Grisham and what he's done. Like, if you get a legitimate third baseman, would be a huge difference for the offense. But the offense leads Major League Baseball in almost every single, leads American League in almost every single category. The offense isn't the problem. I mean, there's a game here or two where they don't come through with the big hit, but for the most part, the offense has been dynamic. It's that rotation. So if Will Warren is going to be like what he saw the other night, that's as big an upgrade and as big a positive outlook for this team as you could have. Nothing else would improve them more.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.